So let's do a quick count here of how, as Secretary of HHS, if you get confirmed, you could influence every one of those lawsuits. Well, let me start the list. You could publish your anti-vaccine conspiracies, but this time on U.S. government letterhead, something.
All right, so let's be clear. The Shrew of Massachusetts, Shakespeare wrote about this, didn't he? Taming the Shrew. So anyhow, she is listing off stuff. Kennedy made it clear, and he's made it clear repeatedly, he is not anti-vaccine. What he is for is good science. And, of course, people like Elizabeth Warren, you know, there are big questions about the COVID vaccine. They remain so. People who took it have had some health problems. There are consequences to any vaccine. But she took $5.2 million from Big Pharma. So she is here. Here you have a United States senator questioning a nominee, the president of the United States of America. And she is shilling for Big Pharma in this country. Is this really something you people are proud of? All you progressives out there that hate profit, hate business, hate all this. She's shilling for pharma. She's a shill. She's a shrewish shill. How's that? A shrewish shill.
A jury might be impressed by. You could appoint people to the CDC vaccine panel who share your anti-vax views and let them do your dirty work. You could tell the
And again, Elizabeth Warren, he has said that he's not against the childhood vaccines and those kinds of things, but he wants good science. Elizabeth Warren doesn't care about good science. What she cares about is Big Pharma paying her off because she's a mediocre human being who lied about her heritage to get a $400,000 professor job.
CDC vaccine panel to remove a particular vaccine from the vaccine schedule. You could remove that.
You could. See, he hasn't done these things. You could do these things. So she's making accusations of which she will not allow him to answer. And you're about to hear as he begins to answer. He does have that spasmodic whatever it is. And so he has a difficulty speaking and she jumps all over him. I'll guarantee you, if this was the fake, phony, fraud man being a woman in a military uniform that she approved under Biden, she would never behave this way. But because it's Bobby Kennedy and he used to be a Democrat and now he wants to see changes and Trump has given him an opportunity to try to protect the people from people like Warren. That's who we need protection from, ladies and gentlemen. The real predators are our elected people.
Vaccines from special compensation programs, which would open up manufacturers to mass torts. You could make more injuries eligible for compensation, even if there is no causal evidence. You could change.
Do you hear what she's saying? Do you even comprehend what this person is saying?
Vaccine court processes to make it easier to bring junk lawsuits. You could turn over FDA data to your friends at the law firm and they could use it however it benefited them.
Wouldn't that be a violation of the law?
You could change vaccine labeling. You could change vaccine information rules. You could change which claims are compensated in the vaccine injury compensation program. There's a lot of ways that you can influence those future lawsuits and pending lawsuits while you are Secretary of HHS. And I'm asking you to commit right now that you will not take a financial stake in every one of those lawsuits so that what you do as Secretary will also benefit you financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You have said...
It actually is the question, Elizabeth Warren, something that you haven't done. You know, I'm going to say something I really shouldn't say. I cannot stand progressive white women. I have made that clear for over two decades. What you're hearing is why. People ask me all the time, how can you say that on the air? Well, I can say any damn thing I want to say. I'm a free American, at least for now. And I will be for the next 4 years as Donald Trump is president. Who knows what happens after that? You saw how Joe Biden and those merry band of corrupt individuals, and they are corrupt, and that's why he pardoned all of his family, so they couldn't get caught for all the money they had bilked from foreign nations at the expense of Americans. But for now, I'm a free American. I'll say as I damn well please, and if there's a consequence to it, I accept it. I do not like progressive women. They are hateful, and you're hearing it right now. They are nasty. You're hearing it right now. And they are ugly on the inside, which makes them ugly on the outside. Brad Dyer's here. Dee Dee Richardson is here. And Bobby Witkowski is joining us live from New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning. It was something to watch those hearings yesterday, for sure.
I've never seen quite anything like it. Every time one of these hearings happen, I am more disappointed than I was with the last one. But yesterday was nothing but these shrewish, progressive women wanting to take their anger that they hold inside of themselves out on a convenient target, somebody who's part of one of the most prominent Democratic Party families in all of America. Some people would call him America's royalty, and some people have called him America's royalty. And he abandoned the people like Elizabeth Warren. So they are trying to extract their ounce of blood. But, you know, that turnip doesn't have any blood. There's no blood for her to extract. And he did a great job. And America should be aware of the Maisie Hironos and the Elizabeth Warrens and the Jean Shaheens and the Amy Klobuchars and all of these progressive women who do nothing but profit from hatred toward Americans.
Yeah, it was disappointing to see Sweet Caroline turn on her cousin like that at this stage, not when he was running for president or anything else, but... but she does carry some clout still. So
well, she only carries clout with progressive women. People like me pay exactly. Caroline Kennedy no mind whatsoever. You know, I feel bad for her that her father was murdered. I feel very bad for her. I've always felt bad for her for that, as I did John, her brother. But that's where it ends, because she has made choices, as Elizabeth Warren does and all these other shrewish women in the United States Senate, these progressive women who are, you know why they get elected? Because they're nasty and angry, and people back off from them. But people like me don't care. I just don't care. I mean, when I was in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, dark guys there, Adam Schiff, sat behind me. I didn't speak to him. Nobody else spoke to him. Because nobody likes these people. But somehow or another, they get things like Big Pharma to funnel millions of dollars to them, as she acts like she's sitting here like she is the arbiter of science when she's a shill for pharma. I thought the American people were against that.
Well, I thought the irony of it was her holding him to account that he would, pledge not to take money from any of these people, exactly as you say, while she clearly, with all the Massachusetts Tech and pharma companies that are funding her, is really kind of ludicrous.
Marty says RFK Jr. would never say what you just said about progressive females. That's one of his admirable qualities. No, you're right, Marty. He wouldn't say it, but he's damn sure thinking it.
isn't there a Shakespeare Taming of the Shrew?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, how did they tame the shrew? Because I don't know how you tame someone like Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, and just so everybody knows what a shrew is, it's an ill-tempered woman. That's the definition, is an ill-tempered woman,
I don't know any of those. I'm super fortunate.
I know a lot of them. I just don't choose to be around them. I choose to be around sweet people like my wife and sweet people like your wife and my friends that are out there. I love being around women who are kind and nice, but also fierce and principled.
Yeah, they put up with
but
me.
But they aren't nasty and just... I mean, if you could see, I wish the audience, I know a lot of you are driving, you can't do this. I hope you'll go look it up. Just look at her face as she's talking to him. She is so viscerally angry. She is a mediocre liar. She lied about her heritage to gain an advantage other people don't have. I mean, and we elected her to the United States Senate.
She got a great cookbook. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
She did?
Yeah. I think it was a powwow chow or something like that.
Do you think she actually cooks?
No, she didn't.
Someone
really
like her, she has a chef.
I Howie Carr pounded on that woman for, it probably still does, just absolutely goes after her. She's so bad. It's just so bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
I can't imagine there's a side of her where you're like, wow, you're actually kind of nice. I'm not sure that's the thing.
It's unbelievable, and people are defending her, and it's because they're either just like
they're
her,
ignorant.
And they have no morals,
they're ignorant.
Or they don't know that she's shilling for Big Pharma here in front of the country. They have paid her off. She's bought. She's worse than a prostitute.
Well, aren't they used to it?
You know
it?
Why she's worse than a prostitute? Do you know why? Because she got paid and didn't do anything for it.
Oh, I didn't think of that, Ray. You know why I think people are used to hearing these confirmation hearings, and they assume that what's being asked is the deep, dark secrets that nobody wants to talk about. In the reality, like this situation, is there maybe some of that? But really what it's coming down to is they have corporate sponsors, and they have their ideologues, and they're going to go up there, and they're going to pound that message, and in the end, he's going to get confirmed, and we're all going to move on.
Well, I'm concerned that he won't get confirmed, yeah, you know? I'm concerned that he won't. We'll see what happens here. I hope that he does.
I think we need
him. You know what would be honest here? What would be honest? And, of course, in politics, there is no such word. That word does not have definition in politics. Is if all these elected people were like NASCAR and they wore the patches of the people who pay them.
I've heard that. You know, if they did, they actually would probably have to have a suitcase to carry around all the patches that they don't have.
NASCAR, man, they find all kinds of weird places to put logos on the cars and the uniforms. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
At least it would be honest. At least if she was shilling for pharma and she had a big pharma patch across her breast, you could say, okay, we know what she's doing.
Yeah, but nobody's going to look there.
Well, Brad.
Just look you right in the eye, because I don't want to go anywhere near any of that.
Ugh. Yeah, you know. I mean, the progressives out there be like, oh, you just hate women. You're a misogynist. I don't like women who are ugly in the heart.
I don't like anybody that's ugly in the heart. But, you know, I don't know. I'm fortunate. I happen to be surrounded by a lot of really fantastic women that, man, they tolerate me. And
but you're surrounded by her too, because she is in the United States Senate and she could have an influence on what happens here. You're surrounded by Jean Shaheen you see her yesterday? Did you guys see the anger on her face?
People in New Hampshire put her in office. Now I have an office in Northern New Hampshire, which is quite a conservative area. And I'm stunned at how the politics works there. It is like a whole other world. And they will put Republicans in office and Democrats in office and think somehow that's balanced. And I don't get it.
Bobby, did you watch any of this?
I clips and stuff from the highlights, and then I caught a bunch on the streaming news channels when they did like segments.
He's having fun down
there. $5.2 million from Big Pharma to Elizabeth Warren's campaign. Don't tell me she's not bought off. She's bought off. They paid her, and she's shilling for them in front of God and the United States Senate. And we're just supposed to say, Ray, I can't believe you would say that about a United States senator. Why? Look at what she's doing. She has no integrity. She has no morals. She literally put on her employment application that she was Native American because there was a photograph of her grandmother hanging in the dining room. And as Elizabeth said, she had high cheekbones, and that was the legend in our family.
Yeah, that explains it all.
Are you kidding me? I have more Native American blood in me than she had when she did the DNA, and I don't have any. I wish I did.
Well, you know, I'd love to say this was new, but you go back to the 1950s with Capra and, you know, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh,
and
amen.
Claude Rains was as corrupt as they get. He was in the back pocket of a corporation, and they had to take Jimmy Stewart down, and everyone knows that film. And if you don't, God knows you got to watch it.
Go watch it.
Because it basically says nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Well, nothing's going to change. We're talking about human beings here. I don't think it's better 20 years
from now. Claude Rains is now Elizabeth Warren, but
exactly. Yeah.
Well, Maisie Hirono, have you ever seen that woman? She's asking all of them if they've ever sexually assaulted. I mean, Sean Duffy's been married to Rachel Campos Duffy forever. I think they have like 9 children. Yeah. You can tell. I mean, what kind of people are we putting in government? And I know the answer. The worst human beings in America. And then we wonder why it's failing.
Maine politicians are no different. I think there's fine people everywhere, as Donald Trump might say. But, you know, we've got politicians here in Augusta that if you talk to anybody and they're being honest with you and they serve in the House, and I got friends in the House, you would not believe the things these people say off camera, out of session, the crazy stuff that they spout, and the disdain for taxpayers, the disdain for the people who live here, especially the conservative ones. And I just some of the stories I was hearing over the weekend, and just, like, really, it's never going to change, ever going to change. People are people, and I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope for it.
The one that I think is going to be really fun to watch is going to be Tulsi Gabbard, because they're not going to know what to do, and she knows everything on their
she's
side.
She's sharp as a tack, too.
It's going to be really fun to watch.
And she's a beautiful politician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
actually.
She's got a good heart.
Oh, that must be totally
beautiful.
Like Christy
women
Noem,
have
same
good
idea.
Look at them. Yeah, they
got
can always tell.
Great hearts.
You can always tell they have great hearts. They don't walk around angry. They don't walk around looking like somebody had beat them with the ugly stick. They don't do that. They walk around smiling. And they're confident, and, you know, you see this. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't care who leaves this show over what I've said. It's what I believe.
See ya.
Progressive women have ugly hearts, which makes them physically ugly. They are always angry. They're always shortchanged. And they're most of them are just dishonest. And Elizabeth Warren, doing what she did yesterday, was one of the most dishonest things. They do a lot of dishonest stuff behind the scenes.
Woods Theater.
But in the public, for her to shill for pharma, knowing she's taken $5.2 million from him, and nobody called her out for it, it's just, Bobby Kennedy should have said, Senator, let's just be clear. If you're going to question my integrity, you're shilling for pharma, and you took $5.2 million in campaign contributions from them. Let's just get it all on the table, Senator. Mm-hmm. I wish he had done that. I know they probably, some of them would have come back and said, oh, we're not voting for that guy. He's liable to tell the truth.
God forbid.
Bobby, how you doing? Is it still snowing?
It is not still snowing. It's all melted. We don't need snow plows, apparently, because it just melts pretty quick.
What does that look like in the French Quarter when you've got inches of snow and drunk people? Like, is that?
It looks like pretty empty. Number one, driving in it.
Too cold.
But for those who are out, it looked like a big snowball fight. Is what it looked like. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's
it was
incredible.
A lot of fun out
yeah.
there. There were some people, I don't know if you've seen the videos, ice skating literally on Canal Street. Not like
no,
there was a
wow.
rink. Canal Street was frozen over, and they were ice skating on it. Playing ice hockey, as a matter of fact, which was kind of cool. It was an amazing week. It really was. And it's funny, because when I lived in New York City, there was working there, and there was a foot of snow, like, one day. And it shut the city down for a week, and they've got, you know, it's New York. They got subways and snowplows and the whole nine yards, and nothing moved for a week because, you know, work was closed, blah, blah, blah. And it was kind of the same thing here, but people were still kind of up and running a lot faster than I even expected them to be. And it did help that the snow, you know, melted. I think they got about, like, 8 or 10 snowplows from Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana.
Borrow snowplows.
Borrow snowplows, exactly. No one has a snow shovel, so that was hilarious. You know, so it was.
We have to follow the driver too. You couldn't. There's probably nobody down there is like, I don't know what to do with that thing. Like,
they do not. And it's funny because I went out and I took some videos of driving around, you know, through the city and stuff, like after the snowfall and towards the end. And through that entire video of me going from uptown all the way into the quarter. There were two cars, and they were both also Jeep Wranglers. So,
oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Only the Northerners with Jeep Wranglers and four-wheel drive.
They're just waiting for that moment where they get to take the RV off.
It was so great. It was so great. I used all my winter gear, which I haven't used in like 3 years, all in 1 week. It was great. So it was a lot of fun. But now we're just getting ready for the Super Bowl. I can't even imagine had that snowstorm hit on Super Bowl week. It would have been catastrophic.
That's down there this year? I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, it's in New Orleans.
It is, yeah.
What stadium?
It's the Superdome.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, that makes sense. That's Katrina Superdome, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Did they rehab it or rebuild it?
That's how he knows the Superdome from
Katrina,
20 years ago.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I don't pay attention to sports at all.
I will say that it fared better than Tropicana Field in the last hurricane. I'm just saying. But
are you
anyway,
going?
That aside. I may be in attendance. I'm working on it. We'll see what happens.
So you got to send me some photos from your seat. You know,
it's probably a box.
You know, I go back and forth. You know, I've been to the World Series. I've been to every major sporting event I want to go to, except the Super Bowl. And I go back and forth with the crazy world in which we live. I go back and forth on it. But
how about the price?
But yeah,
well, price is just insane.
Well, here's the thing: Bobby's in New Orleans. He's got plenty and plenty of money. If I called him and said I want to go with you, he would have bought my ticket.
Yeah, he's got contacts. He's going to be in a box somewhere.
He's got money.
He's not going to be like worrying about.
Bobby's got money. Let me tell you. You know the thing about Bobby?
I love his persona. None of it's true. But
do you know why? You know why they love him on Bourbon Street? because when he's walking down the street, his pockets are so full of cash, it starts falling out, and people can pick it up. And Bobby doesn't even care. He's got so much. He's like,
I wouldn't know. I try to catch him down there, and I couldn't.
That's the cost of having cash. Some of it can't fit in the pocket.
He doesn't have enough influence to get to somewhere on time because the city was so busy.
That's right. It's insane here.
I think he's still hurt by that, Bobby. I think he's still hurt by that.
Not hurt by that.
He built him up to be this
fun
guy. You're sounding like a bitter shrew here, Brad.
You know what? I got stuck at a restaurant that had, I don't know if it was jambalaya that tastes like beans and hot dogs. Okay, so.
Well, that was because it was French Quarter jambalaya. You didn't go to the authentic place.
I said to the chef, I'm like, you know what this tastes like? It's like beans and hot dogs. And the look on their face was like, whoa, that's not
yeah,
real.
Chef Boyardee.
But
yeah,
it
no,
tastes
I
like
know,
beans and hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm not a beans and hot dogs guy, so I don't know what that tastes like.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, there's jambalaya, and then there's what they refer to as French Quarter jambalaya, which they say is rice and ketchup. The chefs here are very much look at French Quarter cuisine.
Well, they gave me raw pork, and they said, no, that's how we cook it there. I'm like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
we don't eat raw pork, man.
I did.
Well, that's not good. That's good.
Well, tonight in the Richardson House, we are going to have dirty rice mixed with sweet sausage and hamburger all mixed in together, and it's going to be a delectable treat.
They're going to have ice cream. They're going to have no heat.
Hamburger.
Peter Boldick's hamburger, which is the best hamburger.
Is it?
Oh, God.
The best hamburger.
I never got any of that when I went up to visit him.
It's so good.
Well, to answer your question, Brad, they rehabbed the Superdome. It's looking gorgeous. They did some major renovations to get ready for the Super Bowl. And it's going to be fun there, obviously, with everything that went on at New Year's and just the general taste of the world. They're expanding the perimeter of the Superdome in terms of where you have a ticket. So, like anyone... To relate to this, if anyone has been to Fenway Park over the last, say, 30 years, you used to walk up to the gate at Fenway Park, and you'd walk into Fenway Park, and then you were effectively in Fenway Park. And you could still just be out on Yawkey Way and everything else. And now if you go to Fenway Park, you walk up to Yawkey Way, and you get in, and that whole area of the street's shut down, and it's all effectively as if you're in the perimeter of Fenway Park. Well, they're doing that sort of thing with the Superdome, except they're extending it out about 3 blocks.
Wow.
So if you get in there, you're going to be on city blocks, but it's all going to basically be as if you're in the Superdome at that point.
Isn't that what they did in D.C. during the inauguration? I mean, I see people milling around. They're not close to anything, and they seem to have had that whole area shut down. Same idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that. Ray, any thoughts on that?
I was doing research. Ask the question again.
You weren't paying attention.
Brad was asking in D.C. when they.
I wasn't paying attention to my own show because I was doing some research very quickly. I thought you guys were going to keep talking.
If you want to settle down, we'll just take over.
So what was the question? I'm sure I can answer it.
Brad was wondering if the perimeter of the inauguration, did they extend it that once you were inside a certain area, even if you were outside the Capitol, you were still effectively considered to be inside?
Once they moved the inauguration inside, a lot of it changed. The perimeter was still pretty big. They blocked off streets.
And it was cold.
When we were there in...
I forgot you guys were there. Yeah.
Yeah, when we were there in 2017, the perimeter was insane.
Do they have, like, porta-potties? Because I think in an event like that, I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom, and then we're done.
No, I made the decision not to have coffee that morning and not to drink anything so that I could sit there for 6 hours and not have to get up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I would have to do the same thing, or
not the one we just did, but the 8 years ago in 17, but so the perimeter was quite large, because let's face it, if a bomb goes off at the Washington Monument, which is about a mile from the Capitol ish, might be a little less. The White House is exactly a mile from the Capitol, but if a bomb were to go off there, depending on how big the bomb was, it could affect the Capitol.
Right.
So the perimeter, you know, it made it difficult. Uber could only get you so close and that kind of stuff. They shrunk the perimeter to some degree after they moved the inauguration inside,
but
it was still, you know, it was, it's, you know, Washington is a well laid out city.
It is.
But when they put in the you know, the perimeters and that kind of stuff, it's very difficult. So.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun down here. They've already got the party starting on Monday. They're going to go all the way through the week. There's some big stuff going on with the NFL experience and Guy Fieri's got a thing going on down here, and Sports Illustrated's got a huge party that everyone's looking forward to.
And then are you going?
The opening night party at the Superdome. I'm going to go to as many as I can. There's a lot of parties. Yeah. It's almost like Mardi Gras.
There will be absolutely ugly progressive women at the Sports Illustrated.
Well, no,
event,
you
I'm
know
sure.
what? Here's the thing.
No, there will not be.
It's the Eagles, which everyone is terrified because Eagles fans are notoriously awful. But I will say that I think I'm fearing the Swifties if Kansas City loses more than I am the Eagles fans.
That's interesting. I think
those Swifties will be out of their mind.
Joe Palmieri and Morgan Grumbach work here at the station, and they are both Philly through and through and have been for as long as I've known them. I know both of them a long time, over two decades. So I say this hoping they don't hear it if they're here, but I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan. I know a lot of people get on him, but I'm a fan of his, and I think that there's just something unique and special about this guy. I know they talk about the refs, but let me tell you something. When he can throw the ball behind his back 20 yards down the field and it hits the receiver in the numbers, that's not the refs doing it. That's because he has magic in his hands.
Yep. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is like the Derek Jeter of football. It's
yeah.
like you can hate Kansas City, but you can't hate the guy. He's yeah. just too nice. He's too authentic. He's too
well. He's normal.
You know,
I mean, he's got a wife and he's got
so
children
great.
And he's normal.
Yeah.
And
first time I've heard his name. I don't have a
yeah.
clue who the guy is.
And he absolutely adores his wife. You're the first time you've heard his name?
Yeah, I don't pay attention
where,
at all.
Where do you live?
I'm never disappointed by sports ever.
Under a rock.
Do they have internet or news or radio?
I
or anything?
I live in Carthage. I don't have internet.
He clearly doesn't. He clearly doesn't use State Farm.
No, I am a State Farm customer.
You know, there used to be a thing that Maine was so behind the rest of the world that if a nuclear bomb went off in New York City, we'd find out 2 years later. I think you would find out 4 years later.
Well, I'm up high enough where I could actually probably see it go off and be like, somebody's in trouble, you know, and probably not have to worry.
Bobby, we're late again. Believe that or not, it's true. We got to run.
See you, Bob.
Oh, it's been fun. Well, happy Super Bowl, everybody, and we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Give us a big preview.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. Are you struggling with addiction? Know someone who is or want to help those in recovery? Rock Mountain Ministries may be your answer. They recycle all commodities such as office paper, cardboard, metal, and plastics. They will also take your old pallets and sell your rebuilt ones. Their recycling operation allows them to give men jobs, helping them to either find or refine their self-worth and value, support their recovery from addiction, and strengthen their relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have recycling needs, call them today at 797-7997. Your relationship with Rock Mountain Ministries will have all your recycling needs met, and you will be supporting someone in recovery from addiction. Jesus said, "Whatever you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." If you want to find out more or help with your recycling needs, go to their website, rockmm.org. That's